This is the English Word Doctor, Series 1, 12294, Identification. We used to call them homonyms. Now they're homophones. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls announces its largest product launch in 22 years. 24/7/365 live support for all VIPs and managed clients. You already know that at Mouse Calls, we have worked for over 22 years to provide our clients with an exceptional service experience. We love you, our clients. This is part of the why we have an NPS score of 92, which is considered best in its class among technology solution providers. It's my absolute pleasure to announce that to you that by September 1st, we will be providing all VIPs and managed clients with 24/7/365 live support. That's right, a live human answering your calls and a direct-to-text service no matter what time of day or night. Our exclusive VIP email support is help247@mousecallsonline. And our phone number is the same as always, 844-541-6964, as well as 615-662-0235. This email is exclusive to our clients on VIP plans. Please don't give it out to friends or family. Why you should beware of homophones. Headline, Writer's Digest Online, December 14th, 2022. For those of you who are not writers, Writer's Digest has figured out this writing thing. They are leaders in the field of teaching others. Each issue is a compendium of online courses, workshops, to enhance your writing skills, for a fee, of course. We used to call them homonyms, and now they're homophones. Homophones are words that can be tough to SEA when it comes to TOO writing. Individual choices, O-U-R, important. But how can W-O-N spot errors? T-H-E-I-R is to K-N-O-W, shortcut T-W-O, it. Awareness, knowledge, and editing are the best ways to BEE, proactive in the process to help ASSURE. Each word is WRITE. Homophones are confusing words that can be tough to see. When it comes to writing, individual choices are important. But how can one spot errors? There's no shortcut to it. Awareness, knowledge, and editing are the best ways to be proactive in the process to help ensure each word is right. And here I quote, "It's not wise to violate the rules until you know how to observe them." End of quote. T.S. Eliot. P.S. Just for the fun of it, count the keystrokes in homophones versus the old names, homonyms, is 3 keystrokes fewer. They're not a problem for most writers, but they may be a challenge for your spell checker. Fortunately for me, Pages, Apple's word processing program, has a solution for those sneaky homonyms. Apple's answer, have Siri read your text back to you. Here's the 411. Open Pages. Create your text, do a select all on the text. From the edit menu, scroll down to speech. And hey presto, Siri reads it back to you. If you prefer another voice, visit Settings and change to Alex or another voice of your choice. My early problems with spell checkers were words like coach and couch. This problem may be resolved by engaging a style checker. However, style checkers create other problems. For example, I'm writing a novella set in the early 1940s. And every time I use waitress, Siri suggests server. Of course, you may fight some homonyms in notes by engaging emojis, i.e. SEA would show ocean, when you meant SEEE, vision. Speaking of emojis, why is it we have flags of many nations and no flags of our 46 states and 5 commonwealths? The main problem is speed writing as a stream of consciousness. Just because you've finished reading See Jane Run are not credentials to write War and Peace. We had a writer like this in my writer's group. He was working on a historical novel and had the Renaissance preceding the Black Death. I learned to write in a different age. Miss Cornwell taught me to construct one cogent sentence at a time. She taught me to write with an economy of words. Reading my podcast strip aloud is a trick I learned early in my career. My spouse hates that part. She gets to hear each podcast 3 times. Not really, I use a headset microphone.
Hi, this is Fran Myers with Visitation Hospital Foundation based in Nashville, Tennessee. We built and support the Visitation Clinic, an outpatient medical facility in southwest Haiti. As you know, this is the area that was affected by the August earthquake this year. Our clinic was built by American standards and withstood the earthquake, but buildings and homes and towns surrounding us were greatly affected. People continue to live under tarps as buildings are unsafe. We have seen an influx of new patients in the area as our clinic is closest that was not destroyed. We are in desperate need of funding for medications and medical supplies, and your donations are greatly needed. Please help us help our Haitian brothers and sisters. Visit our website at www.visitationhospital.org to make an online gift, or mail us a check to Visitation Hospital Foundation, 237 Old Hickory Boulevard, Suite 100, Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. Every gift matters. Please do it right now. Thank you.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. There's trouble ahead for the global warming crowd. In case you missed it, last week's Christmas storm named Eric is number 5 on the weather hit parade, and it's only the 3rd day of winter. This has been the English Word Doctor Series 1 1229 for identification.
Joyful.